Father, we thank you that that love extends, supplying all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you that that includes healing and health. And so, Father, as we approach your word tonight, we ask you to give us utterance by your Spirit and to give us ears to hear and comprehension by your Spirit, Lord, that we might walk in the fullness of this great salvation that you have willingly provided and freely provided for us. So we thank you for that, Father. We thank you that healing belongs to us in Jesus' name. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we've spent several weeks talking about the fact that trying to dispel the notions that sickness comes from God. If you believe the Bible, and you know not everybody believes the Bible. I have a friend of mine that was raised in a certain denomination. After he got born again, and his mother wanted him to talk to one of the muckety-mucks of that denomination. He said, I'd like to know why, having been in this church all my life, I never heard Romans chapter 3 or Romans 10, how to get born again. And the person said to him, are you going to believe the Bible or the faith of the fathers? He said, I'm going to believe the Bible. And goodbye. Well, if you believe the Bible, we have proven in the last weeks, beyond a reasonable doubt, I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt from the Bible, that God is not the provider, the originator, the author, the instigator of sickness and disease, but Satan is. Satan is the thief. Satan is the troublemaker. Satan is the oppressor. Satan is the tormentor. Satan is the one who grievously vexes, who binds, who afflicts with sickness. Everything that God created was good. And I think we have said, let's be honest, sickness is not good. There's nothing good about it. Everything that God does and created is good. Sickness is a result of the fall of man, sin, and sickness entered the world. Jesus came to redeem the world. So sickness is not from God, but healing is, and healing is available to whosoever will, just like salvation. So now we're going to talk about who and prove who, since sickness is not from God, and sickness is from the devil, as it says here in Exodus 15, 26, I'm the Lord your healer. Who? Who is God willing to heal? Who's healing for? Who does healing belong to? Before we go into that aspect, we've just talked about the fact that Satan's the tormentor, the bully. He brings fear, he brings torment, he brings misery. Let's compare that to the works of God, of which healing is a work of God. But Psalm 148, verse 8, is one of my all-time favorite scriptures, because you see, to believe that God brings sickness, you have to disbelieve so much of the rest of the Bible. Psalm 145, verse 8 says, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. That's Psalm 145, verse 8. Great mercy. And we'll see in the New Testament when some people that asked for healing, that desired healing, they asked for mercy. Verse 9, 145, 9, the Lord is good to all. We know healing is good. Healing is for all. The Lord is good to all. The Lord is good to all. And His tender mercies, tender mercies, are over all His works. We can see sickness does not qualify as a work of God. Verse 10, all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. Nobody ever thanked God for sickness. Nobody ever thanked God and called sickness a blessing. Even though people say that, they don't believe it. And they don't do it. So let's just get real and call foolishness, foolishness. Psalm 116, verse 5. Very similar, and it says, gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. What does that mean? That means when you ask for healing, God is merciful. He doesn't withhold His mercy. The Lord preserves the simple. You know, a lot of people aren't simple enough to receive healing. Come on, they aren't. A lot of people aren't simple enough to receive salvation. A lot of people are like that man I just mentioned. They're not simple enough to believe the Bible instead of man. But the Lord preserves. Well, certainly preserves is the opposite of destroys. God preserves the simple. The psalmist said, I was brought low and He saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul. In other words, his soul had been crying out. For the Lord has dealt bountifully with you, for you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Psalm 36. Psalm 36, verse 7 says, how precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. You know, if you don't believe that God is good, that God is kind, that tender mercies are over all of His works, you won't put your trust in Him. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house. And you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. Certainly that's the opposite of sickness and death, isn't it? Psalm 111, verse 4. He has made His wonderful works. What kind of works does God have? He has wonderful works. He has made His wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Now, turn over to Jeremiah 9:24. If you don't have this one marked, you ought to mark it. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 24. But let him who glories, glory in this. What is acceptable glorying? Let him who glories, glory in this, that he understands and knows me. He understands and knows me. I am the Lord, exercising. You know, it's one thing to be full of loving kindness, it's another thing to be full of loving kindness and exercise it. He exercises loving kindness. There are certain doctrines that are I don't like. One of them is Calvinism, predestination. You see, Calvinists believe that God ordains some to go to heaven and some to go to hell. They're born to go to hell. The outstanding characteristic of God is love. Calvinists miss it. But you see, if you deny the love of God, that God is love, then you don't know God. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, not God. Let him who glories, glories in this, that he understands and knows God. God is love. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. That I am the Lord. Here's what he wants us to know. Exercising loving kindness. Does that sound like sending people to hell? No. You say, well, there are people in hell. There's nobody in hell because God sent them there. They're in hell because they did not receive Jesus Christ. He died for their sins. Died for the sins of the whole world. Exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight. He doesn't delight in sickness. He doesn't delight in trouble. He doesn't delight in oppression. He doesn't delight in cancer. He delights in showing loving kindness. Hallelujah. Amen. If you can deduce or surmise or suppose that God is the author of sickness, then you don't know God, because he exercises loving kindness. Now, if you open the door to sickness, you've opened the door.